From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the completely redesigned 300-horsepower MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
Kim Jong-il never saw a goodie bag. That's his problem. If he had, he would stop this insane nuclear buildup, for he'd know there is no end to the madness. Goodie bags, the arms race of the suburban class. They began, I'm sure, some innocuous party favor, but now have proliferated into the bane of the children's birthday world. What was once stickers and a piece of candy wrapped up in some cheesy paper bag has turned into an arsenal of jewelry, video games, and my personal favorite, makeup, as if my six-year-old needs concealer. The pressure to maintain the stockpile is excruciating. It's only a matter of time until some crazed mother starts banging her Khrushchev-like hand on her kitchen counter screaming, "We will bury you!" and shoves her Lexus keys into a stash of Barney bags. So I've decided to put an end to all this. As luck would have it, I bear the ovarian precision of birthing two children on the same day, 3 years apart. While I could be the poster child to birthday blowouts, I have instead opted for full-scale détente. Cake and ice cream with the family and a few close friends. I am disarming. I am the Switzerland of the middle class. While announcing this on the playground the other day, I felt the immediate need to duck and cover. My Nix the Mega Party talks were doomed. How could this be? You need to have a big party. Your children will be emotionally wounded if you don't. And no more goodie bags? I looked imploringly at the other mothers. We need to band together. We need to stand as one. Our children don't need another piece of useless plastic. They need our time, our imagination, our love. I could see I was getting nowhere. I could hear the air raid sirens going off in their heads. I had no allies. Then one mother ventured, "Well, I suppose we could all agree to a dollar limit." My heart soared. "Yes, let's all agree on a sane amount we'll spend on these parties." I meant on the goodie bags. Well, it was a start. With a perspective, this is Sarah Glover.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.